Hi, I'm Nicola O'Hara, and not so long ago, I navigated my way out of a successful corporate career to launch my dream online business and haven't looked back. Now I live a life of freedom and work where, when, how, and with whom I choose. I created this podcast to teach you the strategies that I learned and share the knowledge and tools I needed during my journey to business ownership, so you can make your move out of your day job faster, smarter, and with greater ease. Think of me as your mentor, teacher, guide, and cheerleader through the highs and lows of the career to entrepreneur roller coaster. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur feeling trapped, unappreciated, or unfulfilled in your job and long to break free to build a business and life you're passionate about, you're in the right place. The best time to start is right now. This is the Career to Entrepreneur Method. Well, hello, I'm Nicola O'Hara, and welcome to another episode of the Career to Entrepreneur Method podcast, where we talk about all things related to swapping your career for becoming the boss of your own business. So today is Leap Day, the 29th of February. I don't usually call out a specific day because I try and keep these episodes as time neutral as possible, so you can listen to them at any time and they won't feel dated. A little tip for you there, if you're ever going to start a podcast or a YouTube channel or a blog, try not to tie all your episodes into a specific time. It's okay to have some time related, but try to keep most of them open, like they could have been done at any time. Anyway, back to Leap Day. This is the day that is added every 4 years so that the calendar that most of us follow matches up with the Earth's movement around the sun. So I decided to call this day out because it brings up so many thoughts and questions for me. Like, remember what was happening in the world 4 years ago, the last leap day, 29th of February, 2020. Can you guess? Well, I guess we were just starting to hear about the spread of COVID-19. I think we knew it then as coronavirus. Obviously, it's still coronavirus, but I think that was the first name we knew it by. I remember because it reminded me of a Corona beer. Actually, I think there were loads of memes going around at the time related to Corona beer. Anyway, but just think, last February 29th, we still didn't know what a huge impact COVID would have on our lives and on the world in general. Now, at the time, I was living in Surrey in the UK, still in my corporate job and creating my business on the side. And I remember just a few days before, on the 24th, I had just created my limited company with Companies House in the UK for my fledgling business. It felt so official and, to be honest, a bit scary doing all of that. And I had no clue what was to come, but I was so excited and full of optimism. Now, I had planned to resign from my job that April 1st, but then ended up delaying that for a year because of all the uncertainty in the world. And it gave me another year to save. And as like everyone else, I was working from home, I was able to launch my business as a side hustle, which, to be honest, I couldn't have done had I been commuting and traveling even part of the time. Because obviously before that, I was in a full-time job, you know, late into the evenings, traveling, weekend working, all the rest of it. So it would have been very difficult to have launched my side hustle then. So now, 4 years later, I'm my own boss, living the dream in France and helping others find the way to business ownership. My life has been totally transformed for the better over those years. So what about you? What changes have happened since then? Have you had career moves? Has your family situation changed? Maybe after listening to this episode, before you go on with anything else, take some time to think about it. It's good to stop every now and then and think about how far you've come, what you've achieved, and what you still want to achieve, and that Leap Day is a great excuse. But what about 4 years from now, Leap Day 2028? It seems so far into the future. I wonder where we'll all be. How much will have happened in the world? The next time we can say it's the 29th of February, it could be a whole different world. Who will be our world leaders? How far will AI have changed us? What will have happened with the current wars and conflicts? And what about our own lives? The story's not been written yet, and there's so much possibility in the future. Now, one thing is for sure, we can't change the past or predict the future, and we don't have control over world events. But we can do something about the present and what we do right now. What we do today, this month or year, could put us in the best place possible next leap year. So where would you love to be? Who would you love to be with? And what would you love to be doing? Or would you be content to be just where you are with no changes? That sounds a little bit boring though. Yes, you can't control global events, but what you can do could totally transform your life in just 4 years or even less. It's absolutely possible. Now, you may have heard about how on Leap Day, traditional roles are reversed and women can ask men to marry them. The story is that in Ireland, St. Bernadette was not happy that men always were the ones to ask women to marry them. And women were fed up with having to wait and having no control over when they married or if they married at all. So she complained to St. Patrick, and he decreed that on one day every 4 years, the roles could be reversed. Now, this tradition has then spread to other countries in Europe, and other traditions have come out of it. Like, if the man said no, he had to buy the woman some silk gloves or a silk dress. So I suppose at least she got something out of the deal. So if you plan to propose today, the very best of luck. And if he says no, then know that it just wasn't meant to be, and there is something better for you out there, and make sure he gets you a gift. But what if you're not planning on proposing today or even this year? How can you use this role reversal energy to move you closer to your goals? How can you start to make your leap to a life you love? Now, as a leap year only comes once every 4 years, it has to be a period of time where you do something significant, right? Something big and bold, something that you'll remember. Now, I couldn't mention Leap Day without, of course, talking about what is often called a leap, which is the career leap. And the biggest career leap of all, which is leaping out of a career and into a business. Now, I'd like to say that it really is just a step and not a leap at all, but that wouldn't be true. It is a leap. It's a big change. And it isn't always easy to make the distance, especially on your own. Which is why I created the Career to Entrepreneur Method, to make that leap a little bit easier to manage. So a high-performance athlete has to prepare for the long jump, high jump, or pole vault to make their leap. The height and distance don't change, but their ability to deal with it does. It takes focus, energy, stamina, and the right technique. Plus, the timing needs to be just right. And this is the same with the leap from a job to becoming a business boss. There is a significant jump to make, but with the right run-up, technique, energy, training, and mental focus, it is so much easier to land well on the other side. But to do that will take some time and won't be done in a day. Well, certainly not in this leap day. If you do want to make the leap from your career to start your dream business, the best place to start is my introductory course, The Career to Entrepreneur Method Made Easy, which is specifically aimed at people thinking about making the leap and how they can make sure they're ready to start on that runway. If you're interested, you can learn more at nicolaohara.com/course. The link is in the description of this episode. But what can you do right now, today, whenever you're listening to this, to step into your power and tap into the role reversal leap energy of this day and year? Well, here is a quick visualization exercise you can try to symbolically make the leap today. Okay, so first I want you to find a comfortable place to sit and close your eyes. Now, if you're driving or out and about, then just listen for now and come back to it when you are in private. I've been able to do this kind of exercise when walking in nature, as long as there's no distractions or dangers. So if you're out and about walking, then you could try it, but obviously don't close your eyes. Okay, so take a few deep breaths in and out. Focus on those breaths for a moment. Now, I want you to imagine that it's the 29th of February, 2028, the next leap day. You are no longer an employee. You're sitting there as the boss of your own successful business. You're no longer just aspiring to get there. You are living that life and have been for some time. You've made the leap and hold the power and control of your own life. You have the freedom to choose how, when, and where you work. You no longer report to anyone. You call the shots in your work and in your life, and life is good. Think about where you are, what you're sitting on. What does the room look like? Are you in a new home or are you in your business office? Could you be in a new country? Or maybe you're in the same place, it just feels energetically very different. What are you wearing? In your mind, what do you look like as a boss? Think about your life as a successful business boss. What does it look like, feel like, taste and even smell like? How does this feel energetically in your body? Are you excited, confident, or maybe even a bit scared? Does it feel right? Does it feel normal and natural to be a business boss? And even if it doesn't quite yet, keep focus on the fact that you are the owner of your dream business and all is well. If you repeat this exercise, in time it will become more natural and you will feel more comfortable calling yourself that, calling yourself a business boss. Now, still keeping your eyes closed, say this affirmation out loud. Or in your head if you're in public. I am a successful business boss. I am a successful business boss. Say it a few times with conviction. How does that feel? It may feel a bit strange at first, but a big part of making the leap is detaching your identity from your job title and becoming an entrepreneur in your heart and mind and gut before it's actually a reality. And that change has to start well before you leave your job, or you will feel a loss of identity in those weeks after you leave and start to run your own business, which can be very hard to get through. Words have power. And the more you tell yourself and others that you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, whichever you prefer, you will start to believe it. And there is power in that belief. So say it again. I am a successful business boss. Or you could say, I am the boss of my own business and life, whatever you prefer. But if that's too difficult to imagine right now, if it feels too far away, then say, I am becoming a successful business boss. Or I am becoming the boss of my own business and life. Say whatever affirmation you prefer a couple of times more. Let it sink in. Let the feeling sit with you. Okay, now you can open your eyes if they were closed. So just for a few moments there, you had taken that leap in your mind. You were in the future. The more you do that exercise, the more normal it will feel to call yourself an entrepreneur or a business owner or a CEO or a boss. You can use this exercise for any big leap you want to make. You just need to swap out the affirmations for the destination you want to reach with your leap, whatever that may be. Visualization is a powerful tool and something you don't need anything for. Along with the affirmation statements, it starts to train the brain and your subconscious to believing that you are no longer just your job title, you are the boss that you want to become. And the more normal it feels for you to be an entrepreneur, the more ready you will be to take that leap. The bottom line is, taking a leap is not hard, as long as you're prepared for it. It's not something you can just do from a standing start and expect to reach the other side. You need to prepare mentally, practically, and strategically, and then have the energy to run up to the edge and launch yourself into the air, propel yourself forward, and land on the other side safely and smoothly. And what can be better than on leap day or in this leap year to commit to getting started on that runway? So that on the 29th of February, 2028, your life will be transformed for the better. And you can look back and say exactly when it all began. That's it for another episode. If you resonated with what we covered, then please take a moment to subscribe and you'll be notified when the next episode is released. If you want to read about the key points I mentioned, then go to the show notes. The link is in the episode description. I hope you enjoyed the episode and see you next time.